Solemnity of St. John of the Cross. In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah powerfully assures the exiled people of Israel, repeating the divine command, "Fear not. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Fear not, for I am with you." God promises that Israel is called by name, and when passing through the waters and fire, will neither be overwhelmed nor consumed. This promise is a foundation of courage, faith in God's redemptive presence. John of the Cross exemplified a fearless spirit in the Carmelite reform, despite facing cruelty and difficulties. He remained steadfast in his vision alongside St. Teresa of Avila. He emphasized the importance of courage for spiritual growth, asserting that one must have the fortitude to face any challenge, stating, "I will go beyond strong men and frontiers." The psalmist reinforces this sentiment, affirming a courage rooted in intimate faith. God knows us completely. Nothing is hidden from God's face. Even darkness is not dark for God, for the night is as clear as day. For John of the Cross, the night was indeed clear. Recalling his famous escape from the prison in Toledo, we see these realized as he writes in the poem of the Dark Night. "On that glad night in secret, for no one saw me, these guided me more securely than the light of noon to where he was awaiting me." The night of faith, often terrifying, becomes luminous and guiding only for those who walk resolutely in the light of Christ with courage and tenacity. The second reading from Paul defines God's ultimate intention for us to become true images of His Son, to be heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. This requires us to share in Christ's sufferings so that we may also share in His glory. Jesus endured the suffering of the cross to attain the glory of the resurrection. From his early life, John of the Cross was prepared for this share in suffering. Yet, John's insight went beyond physical pain. He believed a person suffers more deeply from lack of union and an intimate relationship with God. His deepest concern was for those who might not attain the glory of heaven due to spiritual stagnation. In the Gospel, we hear the priestly prayer of Jesus. This prayer underscores union with God as a glorious anticipation of the kingdom. Hence, Jesus prays, "I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one." To share in Christ's ultimate glory, which culminates in His resurrection, we must be patient, courageous, and hopeful bearers of suffering. John bore his suffering courageously to share in Christ's glory. He had, in fact, already tasted some of that glory on earth by being deeply rooted in God through prayer. In the living flame of love, he describes this union. "The soul now feels that it's all inflamed in a divine union. Its palate is all bathed in glory and love. From its depths flow rivers of living water. With ardent desire, that soul tells the flame, the Holy Spirit, to tear the veil of mortal life now. It completes in perfect glory."